The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Engage with Andy Bush. In order to stay ahead in business, you need to be on the pulse of the business world, current news, and politics. We'll provide the thought-provoking topics and show you where we have been, what's next, and what it means for you at home. Life's complicated. Let Andy help you figure it out. Now, here is your host, Andy Bush.
Welcome to Engage. I'm your host, Andy Bush. In this segment, we'll discuss dark pools, technology, and entrepreneurism with the CEO of LiquidNet, Seth Marin. Now, LiquidNet connects more than 700 asset managers to large-scale equity trading opportunities in 43 equity markets across five continents. It's pretty incredible. Now, Mr. Marin has been named Innovator of the Decade by Advanced Trading for not one, but two decades in a row, and it's just a treat to have him on the show. Seth, welcome to Engage.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we get to LiquidNet, I want to spend a little time talking about one of your first big successes, Marin Financial, because Marin was really a stepping stone of technology towards LiquidNet, right?
That's absolutely correct. It was a stepping stone towards all electronic trading. When I got into the business, everything was paper-based, manual. And, you know, you can't send a piece of paper through, you know, the wires. So
right.
The first thing that I did was I used computers and to capture all of those orders and to keep track of them and do all of the clerical work that computers can do so easily that traders could not. And once you captured the buys and sells on a computer, then that was the precursor for all electronic trading, and that's what we used to create LiquidNet as well.
That's interesting. I had met you down at one of your conferences, and it was fascinating to me because to make that transition from Marin to LiquidNet, you had to go around and ask all of these large institutions, all large institutional equity trading houses, to turn over their order books to you for an online system, and that was kind of like unheard of back in late 1999s and early 2000.
Not only was it unheard of, but just about everyone said, no freaking way. So, you know, nobody had ever asked them to do that, and, you know, they could see no reason to do it at all, except that, you know, the problem was pretty big. They were very well educated as to, you know, every time they went into the market,
right,
they moved the market. And these are the guys that manage money on behalf of all of us, you know, people that put money into mutual funds and pension funds.
Sure.
And, you know, they have very, very large orders. And the market as it was simply was not equipped to handle that size of an order without moving the market. And the more they moved the market, the greater the tax was on all of our returns who invested with these large asset managers.
Yeah, that's interesting. So what was the story? How did you convince them? Because I'm so fascinated by this, because you have to really craft the right story to tell these guys to reach to them what they needed to do, because it's in their best interest.
Well, that's correct. And so, you know, we basically contrasted what they were doing today. So they would give an order to a broker over the phone, and then the broker would try to call as many of their peers as they could to try to find the other side. Incredibly manual, and, you know, it was rife with just leakage of information.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
sure.
And the likelihood of them finding the other side of that trade was only 5% statistically. So what we said is like, hey, how would you like it if you could give your order to a system, and that you knew that that system would not make any phone calls, but would find the trader on the other side with the exact same size order or a similar size order that wants to sell to you. without going through all this phone calling and leakage. And you know, once you put it into a scenario that they could relate to, then it became a little easier to convince them. So, you know, when we first started, we said we need a critical mass of 100 firms, and we were developing the system and not signing on enough, you know, as many clients as we wanted. When we started with 38. We drew a line in the sand at 100 firms to create critical mass, but by the time we actually started, we only had 38 online. Mm. But we had enough critical mass to keep us going, and now we have close to 800.
That's amazing. It kind of reminds me of the early days of Match.com, right?
Yes. If you only have two people in the system, not really worthwhile, right?
No, definitely not. The more the merrier.
That's right.
Well, all right. For our listeners out there, for simple guys like me, how would you describe LiquidNet to a man on the street? Because when they hear dark pool, they think Darth Vader or something evil, but it's the opposite.
So a dark pool was created for institutional trading. Now institutions, you know, institutional asset management has grown 40 times in the last 30 years. So it's really ballooned from a mom and pop industry to something that's really very massive. Mm-hmm. And you know, the exchanges today offer an average execution size that's very retail oriented. It's about 200 shares. The average amount of shares that an institution needs to buy is more than 250,000 shares.
Wow.
So of course you need different tools to buy 200 shares than, you know, buying 250,000 shares.
Sure.
So that's where dark pools came in. Dark pools came in so that institutions did not have to put their entire buy or sell order into the market, which is, you know, an exchange is called a lit market where everyone can see the bid and the ask. But can you imagine what would happen to the stock if somebody wanted to buy 250,000 shares and there are only 200 shares to sell? It's a
right.
simple supply, demand, and balance. So, you know, the dark pools like Liquinet allows them to keep their information confidential and match in the dark between buyer and seller confidentially so that the rest of the world does not trade ahead of them or take advantage of the supply, demand, and balance. And remember, ultimately, that only hurts all the people like us that put their money into those mutual funds. So it's simply an institutional trading network.
Interesting. Well, you know, and you describe whether it was, you know, the stepping from Marin to LiquidNet, but this is really... You're at the forefront of the evolution or electronification of the financial markets.
Yeah, and if you think about what happened with the retail, you know, the internet completely changed retail investing. They have given the retail folks, the you know, people like us, incredible information, access to information, real-time information, screening, everything.
Sure.
But you know, the internet and technology had really bypassed the larger institutional players for some reason. So they were still trading very manually through the phone, and you know, they did not have any kind of electronic capability between themselves. Whereas, you know, somebody like us, we can punch up an order and in 2 seconds we can have an execution. The institutions didn't have that technology. We brought that technology to the institutional game, and by doing so, and we've been ranked the best broker in the world, execution broker, for 4 years running, simply because, you know, we do something, what we do in terms of matching up large buyers and sellers better than anybody else. And it's because of the size of the liquidity that we have. And, you know, in essence, we've created this wholesale market for the wholesalers.
Right. You know, that's interesting. And I know the progression of what you're doing here is that you're taking that model for equity trading, and now you're trying to transfer it over to develop the corporate bond trading, because to me, corporate bonds are the most, you know, messy place to get involved with. It doesn't seem like there's a unified price for anything. So it to me, it seems like it's a perfect fit for what you do.
So bond trading today is where stock trading was when we started. Mm-hmm. It's very manual. There's very little technology. Only 15% of all corporate bond trading is electronic today. And if you think about that,
that's
in today's
amazing.
World...
15%, that's it? Wow.
That's it.
It's
mind-boggling. And because it's so manual, it's incredibly costly and incredibly inefficient. So... what's going to happen traditionally, the corporate bond market has been facilitated through the large banks. They posted a tremendous amount of capital, about $300 billion on their balance sheet was devoted to facilitating corporate bond trading. Today, because of all the new regulations, that's dropped down to about $50 billion, dramatically less, about 85% less.
Wow.
And now what the institutions need to find some other sources of liquidity. And the real problem comes in when interest rates start rising, because as interest rates rise, the price of bonds decline. So all these people who are retiring, who invested in bonds, are now starting to see red on their statements, and these are exactly the wrong people, the people that cannot afford to lose money on this asset class. And what's going to happen is that they're going to start redeeming those bonds or selling the bond funds, and these big institutional managers are going to be faced with redemptions. They're going to have to sell these bonds. A lot of the doors that they used to exit are now closed because the amount of capital is so constricted. So it's a big problem that's looming on the horizon that everyone knows about in this marketplace.
You know, it's fascinating to me because as someone myself who's covered a lot of the Dodd-Frank regulations, and I worked on a large bank trading floor and was, you know, in the foreign exchange fixed income groups, and to go back there and talk to people, these are the issues that they talk about, is that their lack of capability because of the new regulations to warehouse any kind of paper, it really limits them. And the concern is that if there is an event, say like a surprise rate hike by the Federal Reserve, what would that do to the markets because of the seriously reduced liquidity via the regulations? And I think that's what scares me.
I think, you know, and every paper, every day, there's another article about this. And everyone knows that this is a problem that is about to come. And, you know, any type of solution that can help address it, and, you know, we have one part of the solution. It's not 100% solution, but it's one part of the solution. And any kind of credible solution should be embraced. But it's still a massive problem that's out there looming, and it's really a matter of when the Fed decides that they want to start increasing the interest rates again. And the consensus seemed to be sometime in 2015.
Yeah, I think that's right. They seem to change their mind every other meeting, but that's the Federal Reserve. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll continue our conversation with Seth Marin. You're listening to Engage.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Game-changing technologies and strategies are transformational, exciting, and disruptive for a reason. They shake up your status quo. They get you thinking about new ways to simplify, scale, compete, and grow. They move you in amazing new directions. You're invited to take your coffee break with Game Changers on Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for our special series on the Internet of Things. Learn how you can become the transformation leader who leads your company to analyze and act on the hidden data that permeates everyday business activities. Internet of Things with Game Changers, presented by SAP on the Business Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.